Good morning. Welcome. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. And this week, all eyes and ears and social media noses have been on the Pro Farmer Crop Tour. It was all about Nebraska on the western leg yesterday, where the corn yield estimate 167.2, 5% more than last year. The soybean yield count 1,160 pods in a one square yard. But Iowa farmer and veteran crop scout Brent Judish says he didn't get into the areas hardest hit by drought.
I was north of the really bad areas. I was just along and south of I-80, within about 30 miles of I-80. So I didn't get into the really bad stuff. We only had one real low yield of 102 on corn, but I thought the crop held up well under the heat this week, and I think it's probably going to finish okay because the corn's in denning and approaching black layer, and the soybeans, they're going to finish okay. Of course, the irrigated are going to finish better.
Judish says his route didn't see a lot in terms of pest or disease pressure.
We encountered a few minor things, but no grasshoppers there like yesterday. We did have some rootworm lodging in a couple irrigated fields, but they were just leaning. They weren't tipped over. They weren't broke off. They were just leaning. But again, that was only two fields.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey echoes that, saying the current Corn Belt heat wave will be a very short one and will likely do very little overall crop damage.
This heat wave's lasting less than a week, so it's not like a August long, you know, not like a month long or a summer long heat waves. It's a pretty short-lived event, comparable to what we saw during that hot week in late July.
Day three along the western leg will end with a stop in Spencer, Iowa. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative under procedures within the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement has established a dispute resolution panel with Mexico's biotech corn bans. Dave Salmonson, Farm Bureau Senior Government Affairs Director.
Recent decrees earlier in 2023 said that they were going to move ahead to stop the import of white corn, but would allow the imports of U.S. yellow corn until they could find some alternatives. The U.S. has objected to these decrees all along, saying that they're not scientifically based, and has been talking with the Mexican government all along, but especially ramped up the discussions last year.
A resolution could come early next year, following technical consultations this year.
The time for that under procedures in the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement has run out, so Trade Rep's office is establishing a dispute panel. This will hear evidence from the two countries and make a final decision. Given the procedures governing such panels, a decision really can't be expected until sometime in early 2024.
The big issue revolves around Mexican decrees against U.S. corn products produced with biotechnology, specifically glyphosate. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. Let's take a break for the opening markets.